Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Krsnaa Diagnostics Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited. Before we begin, I would like to remind all participants that today's call may contain statements that are forward-looking statements, including but without limitation, statements relating to the implementation of strategic initiatives and other statements relating to Krsnaa Diagnostics' future business developments and economic performance. While these forward-looking statements indicate our assessments and future expectations concerning the development of our business, a number of risks, uncertainties, and other unknown factors could cause actual development and result to differ materially from our expectations. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. With this, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amey Chalke from JM Financial. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Samia. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q1 FY25 result conference call of Krsnaa Diagnostics Limited. Joining us today on the call are Mr. Rajendra Mutha, Chairman and Full-Time Director, Mr. Yash Mutha, Managing Director, Ms. Pallavi Bhatevara, Executive Director, Mr. Nitesh Dave, Group CEO, Mr. Pawan Daga, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Vivek Jain, Head Investor Relations. I would like to hand over now to Mr. Yash Mutha for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Amay. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining Krsnaa Diagnostics Q1 FY26 earnings call. Diagnostics in India is in the midst of a multi-year upcycle. Radiology is set to grow even faster as advanced modalities penetrate beyond metros, translating into rising volumes, greater formalization, and a clear opening for a scaled tech-enabled platforms to win share. Krsnaa is uniquely positioned to lead this growth. We operate across 18 states and union territories, delivering integrated radiology, pathology, and teleradiology services. The only listed company of scale running a nationwide PPP engine. Our quality edge is unmatched with 54 NABL accredited labs, 31 NABH accredited radiology centers, and India's first CAP accredited pathology lab in the government facility and the country's first NABH accredited teleradiology hub. In terms of our Q1 FY26 performance, which demonstrates scale with profitability, the revenue stood at 1930 million, which is a 13% year-on-year growth, with the EBITDA at 524 million at about 27% margin, and the PAT stood at 205 million, which is about 11% margin. We achieved this by serving 5 million patients and processing almost 16 million tests at our various facilities. On the retail side, our retail momentum is accelerating. Our touch points have surged from 362 to 2,414 on a year-on-year basis, and the retail revenue has grew sharply. Our B2C contribution has increased meaningfully. The retail now contributes 6% of our overall group revenues, compounding quarter after quarter. Our moat is clear. We offer high-quality diagnostics at 70 to 90% below the prevailing market prices and still deliver margins which are comparable to the peers, powered by a PPP and retail hybrid, shared infrastructure and disciplined execution. In terms of our strategic priorities, PPP as a compounding engine which continues. We are proud to announce the Rajasthan Award, which is a transformative achievement, with 42 mother labs, 135 satellite labs, and 1,300 plus collection centers across all districts targeted for full operations by FY 2026. FY26 with material revenues starting from FY27. Retail, where we are strong, we are scaling rapidly in Maharashtra, Punjab, Assam and Odisha, leveraging the PPP hubs for logistics, QA and the brand trust. Radiology scale and the teleradiology leverage. On completion of our current order book, we will be operating 200 plus CT scan MRI centers, ranking among Asia's largest. The NABH accredited teleradiology hub enables rapid, high quality reporting to the remotest sites. In terms of cost leadership, our cost leadership has also, with quality, is intact. Our PACS, LMI solutions, automations, and the shared infrastructure across PPP and retail drive enduring cost advantages without compromising on accuracy or the turnaround times. In summary, we are structurally advantaged platform with diversified revenue streams, contracted growth from long-term PPPs, and accelerating high-margin retail. This is a business designed not just to grow with the market, but to take share from it consistently and profitably. I'll now hand over to Mr. Mitesh Dave, our Group CEO, to take you through RPL's momentum and the growth unfolding in our focus states. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Yash, and a very good afternoon to everyone. Beside Mitesh Dave, I'm absolutely delighted to share the encouraging progress we have made in our journey to build India's most affordable, accessible and integrated diagnostic service platforms, spanning across radiology and pathology both, keeping quality at its core. Over the past year, we have significantly strengthened our presence in retail diagnostic space. Our growth is backed by both value and volume, driven by high patient satisfaction, which is a true testament to our scalable model, sharp execution, and vast untapped potential that lies ahead. At the heart of our success is our asset-light, capital-efficient model, enabling us to expand rapidly without compromising agility or service quality. Today, with 2,400-plus Krishna touchpoints, clocks around 7x increase in just 1 year. We have created one of the most widely distributed diagnostic network in India. Our leadership in the public-private partnership further strengthens our reach and gives us foundation to scale retail even more faster. We are on track to have retail contribution from close to 5 to 8% to total revenue by FY26, with clear levers in place to accelerate beyond that. Our growth strategy blends company-owned centers, franchisee touch points, collection points, deep digital integrations, ensuring affordable and accurate diagnostic wherever patients live, work, or seek care. Under our retail brand RPL, we are redefining what patient can expect from diagnostics. A 24/7 accessibility, industry-leading turnaround times, transparent and affordable pricing. Our expansion in Maharashtra, Punjab, Assam, and Odisha reflects a thoughtful approach, leveraging our PPP backbone while addressing fast-growing B2C demand in both urban and rural markets. Digital innovation is central to this transformation. From seamless test booking to rapid, reliable result delivery, our platform improved turnaround times, enhanced clinical decision-making, and make diagnostics more patient-centric. We are also building a strong B2B, B2C ecosystem, partnering with corporates, insurance companies, hospitals, and independent labs, as well as offering home-based diagnostics and preventive wellness services. This omni-channel approach ensures we are present wherever healthcare needs is there. Across everything we do, trust remains our most valuable currency. The trust of millions of patients inspires us to push boundaries, grow responsibly, and continuously improve the way we deliver care. The opportunity in front of us is enormous, and we are ready to capture it. With our strong execution capability, deep diagnostic expertise, and the growing credibility of RPL, we are poised to lead the next wave of retail diagnostic in India. Our mission is straightforward and ambitious: to be the doctor's most trusted partner and the patient's first choice for affordable, anytime, anywhere quality diagnostics. With that, I'm signing off and handing over to the Mr. Pawan, Chief Financial Officer, to take us through the financial highlights. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mitesh. Good afternoon to everyone. Let me take a moment to briefly walk you through our financial performance for the quarter. Revenue for Q1 FY26 stood at rupees 1,930 million, reflecting a robust year-on-year growth of 13%, driven by sustained momentum in both radiology and pathology segments. Our focus on cost leadership and operational excellence has translated directly to our profitability. EBITDA grew by an impressive 19% year-on-year growth to 524 million. This performance resulting in a 120 basis point expansion in our EBITDA margin, which now stand at 27%. Profit after tax PAT increased by 15% year-on-year to rupees 205 million with a margin of 11%. This demonstrates our continuous ability to not only grow the top line but also deliver the bottom line. Earning per share of rupees 6.25 for Q1 FY26, up from 5.46 in the same quarter last year, making a 14% year-on-year growth. Our receivable for Q1 FY26 are at around 120 days. We are also pleased to share that we have started receiving long overdue payments from Himachal Pradesh and Karnataka. Furthermore, we have received official confirmations of a pending amount from these and other states. Thank you. Would you now like to open the floor for the question and answer session?
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Also, before we take the first question, a request to all the participants, please limit your questions to two questions per participant and come back in the queue for a follow-up question. The first question comes from the line of Surya Narayan Patra from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity, sir. And congratulations for the Rajasthan PPP contract. My first question is relating to the Rajasthan contract. So, obviously, a large set of labs as well as the collection center visibility that now coming from this PPP contract. So, if you can give some idea about what is the investment required here and in terms of the timeline of implementation, over what period this would be implemented, and is there any scope of any delayed implementation here the way that we have seen in case of radiology centers or not? So that is the first point that if you can address.
Sure. Thanks, Mr. Surya Narayan. So a couple of questions in terms of Rajasthan. Firstly, the Rajasthan project, which we won recently, you know, after a hold that was there for various reasons. This project is a significant project for us in terms of the scale, the size. So we look at capex in the range of about 200 to 250 crores, which will help us achieve revenues in the range of about 300 to 350 crores on an annualized basis. In terms of the project ramp-up, we expect the ramp-up to start in the next couple of months, which will probably go about 6 to 9 months, and the revenue will start flowing from the next financial year.
Okay.
I hope I
So basically, over a 9 month period, this all these 137 labs will be implemented. That is how one should believe it. Okay. Generally, we had seen that, okay, whenever there is a kind of a new PPP contract, the cost equation, the revenue equation could be different from the earlier ones. So given this center addition, so it is almost like double the kind of number of pathology center that we are currently having. So what kind of impact that we can see to the revenue per test for pathology business? Whether it would be a kind of similar to the existing trend or it would be better, lower, can you give some sense?
So in the current setup, the Rajasthan tender, the revenue per test would be more or less in the similar ranges. But as it, you know, the tender matures, the project matures, we expect the revenue per patient also to increase. And you know, as I said, this has a the test menu is different from compared to a current different tenders. So the pricing will be slightly differentiated. But I think on a broadway basis, it should be in line, and we hope to see this revenue increasing in the subsequent quarters.
Sure, sir. My second question is about the RPL, the retail business venture. So is it possible for you to share also what is the kind of test volume that you would have achieved in the current quarter as well as the previous quarter, which was the first quarter of our real RPL business? That is one. And and also regards the can we use this Rajasthan PPP contract also to expand our B2C reach here?
Yeah, hi, Mitesh this side. Yeah, to answer your first question, maybe we would like to take it offline and Vivek will get in touch with you to share the patient volumes as requested.
Yeah.
However, to answer your second query, wherein along with the Rajasthan PPP project, are we geared up or are we looking to expand our retail wing? Yes, we are very much in line with the same for taking up retail along with the PPP Rajasthan project.
Okay. Just one point, sir, here. If I see the kind of segment detail what you provide for the retail revenue mix, so it looks like that the B2C is really expanding significantly over the period, whereas the B2B is relatively lesser. So practically, what is the initially, I believe that, okay, it would be your B2B initiatives that would be helping you drive it. But what really is the focus and how do you want to really have the split between the B2B and B2C here?
So, hi, again, Mitesh this side. So while as our philosophy goes with the leveraging our overall PPP infrastructure that we have and which is more towards the direct to consumer or direct to patient approach,
correct.
So B2C has always remained the core to us. However, and that was our focus as well and which is shaping up the way in line you are seeing the revenue. And parallelly, B2B looking to the most qualitative, affordable and accessibility, it is also adding up to what we have really envisaged at that point of a time.
Okay. So in terms of the quality of the revenue, both would be almost similar. There is no difference that you mean to say.
So B2C
in terms of revenue.
So B2C is on the higher side as compared to B2B. But B2C is what we had envisaged at the point of a time when we started. And B2B is adding up into our accessibility, quality and affordability.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, thank you, sir. I'll possibly be then the queue.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Lokesh Manik from Vellum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, Yash and team. My first question is on volume growth, which has been quite subdued, compared to what we have seen at industry level at 10%. We are at about 4%, whether it be patient volume or test volume, however you look at it. So what are the factors that are driving this? If you can please elaborate.
If you see the volume that, you're referring to subdued is majorly, which, if you compare on a like-to-like, it was the BMC, which was in the past, but also There are some of the okay. projects where we suspend the operations, you know, and these have resulted. But now if you see on the retail side and overall holistically, there's still a lot of growth that is coming through from the overall business as such.
Okay. So, yes, if you can just give a sense of, you know, broadly utilization levels on the pathology and radiology. So this can give us an idea in terms of, you know, what is the growth expected going forward? Or will this, you know, 4-5% be the growth for the entire year? So just get a sense on that.
So our growth in terms of overall growth, of course, will be, as we've been maintaining, it will be higher than, you know, the industry peers. And that is what we're aspiration working towards it, you know, yeah. from the different initiatives that we've done. So we expect the growth in the coming quarters also to be much better than what it has been shown today. From a utilization perspective, you know, those details, I think we'll ask Vivek to share the details with you offline.
Sure, sure. And for this year, the radiology and pathology, how many centers or labs you are planning to implement, excluding Rajasthan tender?
Hi, hi, Pavan this side. So sure. in this quarter, we operationalized three labs and
two city
and four MRI all put together.
Okay. Okay.
And in the coming quarter, certainly the remaining seven or eight MRI sites in Maharashtra, including Madhya Pradesh, and one will be in the UP, will be getting implemented. And the remaining centers of Jharkhand, one radiology, one CT and MRI, and the pathology will get implemented in Q2.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Got it. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lokesh.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ayush Chaturvedi from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question would be if you could share a little more, if you could throw some light on the working capital situation this quarter. And also if you could contextualize it with the ramp up in the retail that is happening, although it may seem a little modest, but then on an annualized base, I think on a 6-7% revenue contribution from revenue, likely having a negative working capital cycle, how would that sort of impact the overall working capital situation? Thanks.
So on the working capital side, like Pavan mentioned, we have been receiving payments from the projects, you know, that were overdue. We have also received confirmations and the money has started flowing in after there were some hiccups, procedural challenges that the governments were facing, and those are coming through. And therefore, you know, from a working capital, I think we are back in the levels that we normally believe are comfortable, though our aspiration is to further improve on the working capital side. On the retail side, the retail, of course, you know, that business is also scaling up rapidly, which also further helps us in terms of, you know, the cash flows. Most of these are cash paying customers. So if you see from a blended basis, this gives us a good position to be in and, you know, scale on with the current kind of network and infrastructure that we have built over the years.
Sure. Yeah, that's where I'm coming from. Just wanted to understand, you know, the impact that it could have on an overall working capital, because I'm given to understand it's become sort of an overhang on the returns. Obviously, the higher margins also from the segment would help. Yeah, I mean, if I could see that this would help in a bigger way in the working capital situation.
Yes, of course. As retail expands, it will certainly also help us from the overall return ratios perspective. But as I said, Krishna, fundamentally, if you see the model is PPP-driven, retail will scale up. And eventually, mm-hmm. both the engines, you know, when they come to a meaningful contribution, that will also certainly result in better return ratios overall.
Right. Sure. So that's all from my side. Thanks.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Ruchita from iWealth. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Very good afternoon. So, sir, my question was pertaining to the Rajasthan contract that we've got. So, would like to understand the cost bump up, you know, that will come post this contract operationalizes. So, you know, we do something like a revenue share to business partners. So, which from the last few quarters is kind of stable, you know, as a percentage of revenue. How do we see this panning ahead? Because earlier, I think when the Rajasthan contract was there, this was around 20-24% of the revenue. So going ahead, how would this pan out to be?
Yeah. No, so you're right in terms of Rajasthan project. As it gets implemented, we'll of course be leveraging some of these what we call as business partners, and there will be an element of revenue share. This revenue share is a fraction of the revenue that is being generated. They handle or support us in various activities. We jointly deliver these diagnostic services. So the revenue share as a percentage will of course increase. But overall, if you see the revenue contribution that Rajasthan is expected to add to our overall top line, you know, which is about in the range of 300-350 crores. From that perspective, I think the revenue share as a percentage will not be very significant when you look at it. In the ratio, as a percentage, of course, it will increase, but that will happen as and when the revenues increase. And it is not like a fixed cost, it's more of a variable in nature. As the revenues increase, so do the fees to hospital will be in line.
Right. So this 8% can go to what? Like earlier, this was like around 24% as well, right? So this 8% can go to what?
It will be early for us now because, as I said, we are just scoping out the Rajasthan, you know, project, the implementation. Maybe in the subsequent quarters, we'll give more clarity. But it will not be significantly high. It will be in the range of, and you know, what we've always targeted to be in the range of 25-30% max. But we'll share more details subsequently. I think Pawan.
Also Pawan this side. Yeah. So once the revenue sharing also increases, so some of the component of the variable expenses, either in other expenses or in employee, which will be catered in the revenue share by way of a revenue sharing. So it will not gonna be in overall kitty. The sharing will increase, so other expenses will remain the same, or an employee. So it's in combination. So whenever we implement the project at an initial level, we basically partner with the business coordinator. Over a period, we start absorbing them, and accordingly, the revenue sharing will go down over a period of time.
So a revenue share, basically, when we give to it, there are also certain cost components that they absorb. So on a margin basis, on a Krishna's margin basis, there won't be an impact. We'll still be able to drive the margins that we project in terms of sustainable EBITDA margins and PAT margins. Revenue share is like
So the EBITDA margins would still be at 25-26% even with the increase.
Yes.
Is my understanding right, sir? Hello?
Yes,
hello?
You're right. The EBITDA margins will be the same level. There won't be an impact on the revenue share on the EBITDA because of the revenue share.
Understood. And this year, we are planning for what kind of revenue growth? 15-16% as in what we've done last year?
Yes, I mean, we are targeting, as I said, you know, bettering the industry average, which should be higher than the numbers that you quoted.
Okay. And the working capital for this quarter, sir, if you could just, because I kind of missed that point.
So on the working capital, we've collected our money that was due from various authorities. So the, you know, payments have started flowing in. We've also received confirmations. And at the same time, the retail business is also ramping up. So on an overall basis, the working capital, of course, has improved from the previous quarters, and we look forward to improving it in the subsequent quarters as well.
Okay. Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Avdhu Joshi from Bryanston Investment. Please go ahead. Sir, sorry to interrupt, but there is a lot of background noise from your end.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. First question on the RPM side. Okay. Though the numbers look very promising right now, I think what we have envisaged and the numbers are looking very good. Congratulate team for that. First thing on the EBITDA side of this RPL, where do we stand currently? Our understanding is as we are leveraging the existing infra, we should be at least EBITDA positive. I would like to know what's the current status on that. That's my first question.
Okay, yeah, hi Avadhoot. Thanks, first of all. Thanks for encouraging words. So coming on to the questions which being asked around the EBITDA margins and looking to the leveraging the existing infra. So as you know, we have started this operations almost 6 to 8 months back, or precisely a year back. So currently making a brand available, awareing it out across, and putting up the various digitization, automation, and the planning the processes. Initially, it will incur the cost, and that's where we are currently going towards. However, with the given cost, our revenues are promising for the future times. Further to that, adding up the further manpower to the business as a retail business to reach out to the desired audience, it is adding up the cost. But as and when the business will start maturing, you will see the positive impact around the EBITDA margins as well as in total cost structure.
Okay, so at what level, at what volume levels do you expect this to happen?
So market is pretty volatile for now, if you'll see overall, be it is the organized or the unorganized player. However, we are aspiring to be there by FY26 end or something. But as and when the business and the quarters unfolds, we'll be in a better shape and position to give this better.
Understood, sir. So just a small request, we have been discussing on the RPL side for the last year or so time. It would be beneficial if you once, I think that a presentation or something comes from the your side, what are our plans on that? That would be really helpful for us also to understand how we are looking at it currently.
Certainly, Abhut. So maybe Vivek, and if need be, I'll be getting in touch with you to take us through the retail plan ahead for the next 2 to 3 years.
Understood. And just a small thing, altogether, Maharashtra on the radiology piece, the implementation altogether 73 centers considering CT and MRI at what's the timeline we are envisaging, though not the 73, but major portion of it, when will we will be completing it?
So, Pavan this side. So by end of Q3, majority of the implementation of the Maharashtra CT and MRI will be getting done, and rest of the sites which may will take care as and as the site will be handed over by the
Understood.
Authority, that will be taken care later.
Understood. So major portion, say 75% would be done by the Q3 of this year, right?
75% by Q3, end of Q3.
Understood. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rikesh Parikh from Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Please go ahead. Please go ahead with your question, sir. As there is
Hello.
No response...
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of number. First, on the retail side, sir, just would like to understand we have reached 6% of the revenue. So going down the line, where do we see over here the next 2 years down the line as a percentage of revenue?
The way PPP is also growing at a faster pace, and the way retail is also adding up to that, we are looking for close to 5 to 8% of the total contribution in coming one and a half years.
Okay, and just adding up to them, where do you see the break-even level as such for our retail venture? Means around reaching 20 crores kind of a revenue a quarterly basis or something like that or anything?
Sorry, come again.
Where do we see making EBITDA break-even in the retail venture? Means 20, 25 crores on a quarterly basis run rate, or how do you look at it?
So we are looking to have a break-even at by the end of FY26, and for the contribution side, in next 2 years' time, as you asked, close to 18 to 20% of the total revenue.
Okay, thanks. So coming to the Rajasthan contract side, congratulations, at least at last we have signed the contract. How will be the rollout phased out for this contract?
So on the Rajasthan project, this is Yash. On the Rajasthan project, we are starting the rollout immediately. It's been long overdue. It will happen in phases. Of course, there are multiple labs, collection centers, satellite labs to be established. we expect that rollout to happen over the period of next 6 to 9 months. And again, we are putting aggressive timelines to ensure that this gets rolled out in the next 6 to 9 months so that we start getting meaningful revenues from the next financial year onwards.
Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aditya Chera from Increed Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi. My question is, historically, we've seen that, you know, the investment to revenue turnover is around, slightly around 0.7, 0.8. What would be the reason behind Rajasthan delivering, almost 1.3, 1.4x of revenue to the investment? And also, if you can talk about the mix of radiology and pathology in the Rajasthan tender. This is my first question.
So, if I understood you correctly, in terms of, the investment versus the revenue, Rajasthan is a purely pathology project, wherein there are pathology labs to be established, pathology collection centers to be established. So therefore, if you see there, the asset utilization or, revenue to investment will be higher compared to when you look at blended, where there are more of radiology centers or radiology projects.
Got it. And you said this will be entirely pathology, right?
Correct.
Okay. And so one question on this specific quarter, we had around 9% value growth. So if you can call out reasons behind the same, what drove this value growth for us? And also you already comment on the volume growth, the BMC contract, etc. If you can throw some more light on the reason behind the volume growth and your outlook on the same.
Yeah, so on the volume growth, there have been various initiatives that as a company or a management we've taken, whether it is creating more awareness across various doctors who refer patients in terms of Krishna's, the model, which is basically affordable diagnostics where everyone can have access to. Some of the awareness campaigns or community level initiatives that we've taken have also given fruit, and we are seeing that uptick coming up in the subsequent quarters as well. Which was also offset by some of the previous, the BMC tender that was not there. Having said that, I think overall from a direction perspective, we and the kind of initiatives we've taken over the last couple of months, those have started bearing fruits, and we see volumes also to keep up driving in the subsequent quarters.
Got it. And last question, you said 250 crore of investment for Rajasthan, that would be over the next 12 months and revenues flowing from next financial year. That understanding is correct, right?
Correct.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from us.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bharat from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, everyone. So just wanted to have a clarity on Rajasthan. So what is the duration of this contract, whether it is a 5-year or a 10-year contract?
Rajasthan is a 5-year contract.
And Yash, over here, the timeline for this 5 years will start from the commercialization of the contract or from the period it was first awarded?
It starts on the commercialization of the contract. So when the revenue start flowing in, we get certain clearances from the authorities, and from there on it will start.
Got it. And earlier we were indicating that the overall capex for this contract will be around 150 to 200 crore. Now the capex is looking a bit higher. The overall scope of the contract has changed from the initial point of view, or how the things or how the capex overall estimate has changed?
Certainly, there have been enhancement in the scope. So from previously 33 mother labs, it has now been enhanced to 42 mother labs. The hub labs, which are about 117, they have been increased to 135. And the collection centers, which are about 1,200, have now been increased to 1,335. So if you see overall, there has been an enhancement in terms of the scope, the footprint that we'll be having across the state of Rajasthan. And therefore, the capex has also increased, which also basically helps us in terms of overall, the revenue contribution from Rajasthan has also increased meaningfully, from a prospect perspective.
And aren't we going for a lease model for the equipment in over here, reagent lease or some sort of lease model for the equipment?
No, from our experience, purchasing the equipment helps from a strategic perspective. Again, there are certain tender requirements, but we are evaluating both different models, and we'll take the right decision, as and when it happens.
Right. And what sort of working capital requirement will be there for this contract, whether it is equivalent to what we are doing currently, 120 days, or it is higher or lower?
No, I think Rajasthan historically has had a good working capital cycle, so we expect within 90 to 120 days.
Right. And last one, we have seen some disruption in Himachal Pradesh as well as Karnataka revenues over the last one quarter. In this quarter, have we seen any improvement, or this quarter also it is broadly the similar revenue rate, similar to fourth quarter of last year?
No, of course, there has been some improvement both in terms of the two projects along with the money that is being collected. So we see things getting normalized now.
From the peak, how this overall Karnataka and Himachal Pradesh will be looking? It is like 50-60% lower from the peak revenues, or how it is?
So except for Karnataka, Himachal is at consistent level. Karnataka, there were certain procedural changes done by the government, because of which the Karnataka revenue came down. But Himachal is continuing at the existing levels and in fact improved. So there's not a significant drop in the Himachal Pradesh tender. Karnataka, because of the procedural changes, there has been an impact. But overall, it is not a significant impact on the numbers per se.
Okay, so revenues have not materially come down there.
Sorry to interrupt. May I request to join the queue for a follow-up question, please?
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much. The next question comes from the line of Saloni from Valcue Investment Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions. One is on the Rajasthan project. So, like you guided, the CAPEX is around 200 to 250 crores. My question is that how do we plan to fund the CAPEX?
So we are currently evaluating multiple options, like I just mentioned earlier. It will be a combination of our internal accruals. If required, we're also exploring debt at some, very efficient cost of capital, as well as certain of these leasing or reagent rental models. Considering the size, we are exploring all these options, and in terms of our past experience of executing large PPP projects, we'll try to use the best resource of capital for deployment and ensuring that our margins are intact.
Okay, thank you. And the next question is, can you give me an idea as to what is our tender pipeline currently that we have applied and we possibly are expecting to win?
See, for us, tenders, we continue to chase tenders, and the pipeline does exist, but it will be too early for me to give any details about the tenders. As and when these tenders come up, we'll be sharing those details.
Okay, sure. Thank you. That's it from me.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mayur from Wealth Managers India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to the management, to the entire team, and congratulations for a decent set. Am I clear and audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
So thank you. Two questions from my side. One is on the Apulki side, so is it that the kind of equipments which will be required for cancer kind of situations will be, are they in the region of 10 crores and above, or how is it as far as the CAPEX is concerned, which will have to be done, firstly? And is there any change in terms of strategic intent with respect to our stake there, either increase or how we look at? So that's on the Apulki. And if you can also give some color on the status of where are we on the implementation of that, where Apulki is on the implementation of two hospitals which was planned.
So Mayur, there are three parts of your question. The first question is in terms of the equipments, what does it entail? So the equipments or the diagnostics that Krishna will be deploying are the same diagnostic equipments, which includes a CT scan, MRIs kind of equipment. These are equipments which are will also be used to serve the cancer patients that come in there, and that was one of the reasons or strategic reason why we partnered with Apulki. It gives us almost a 30-year visibility over revenues. As you also are aware, cancer and cardiac cases are on the rise, and this also gives us a foot in the door in terms of Krishna centers being there in urban dense areas, as well as capturing the oncology market, so to speak. So that is how we are seeing it. Currently, from a development perspective, the Apulki Hospital in Pune will be, hopefully commercial. The operations will start maybe in the next couple of months, and the other hospital, the construction is ongoing. So both these hospitals are at different stages of completion, which we expect, and soon the revenues will start flowing through. I hope I've answered your questions.
Yeah, largely, just on the, so we will not get into PET scan kind of machines and all that. It will be MRI, CT only.
Correct. MRI, CT and pathology.
Pathology, okay. Okay, that's great. Secondly, if you can, if you are, you know, just throw some high, some light on, we set up a very large lab on the Kurla facility on the Mumbai side, and so we have not renewed this BMC contract. Any particular reason of why, how, of that side, and if you can, if you would like to throw some light on, that side of the, on the Mumbai, on the BMC side contract.
So on the BMC side, we had participated earlier, but when the tender conditions, which we believe are not favorable in terms of overall financial viability, and therefore we did not continue. As you said, what is sacrosanct at Krishna is a tender that we participate has to be financially viable, because that is the value creation that we all work towards, and therefore we decided not to pursue if it doesn't make sense. The current lab also serves on the retail side, which we are leveraging to enhance volumes through the retail network. There are different types that we've done, and we continue to utilize those labs for the the retail operations as we continue to expand on, as you've seen on the retail side as well, the kind of growth we've seen, that lab also helps us process these incremental volumes that are coming through.
Okay, so to some extent, there will be some delay in the payback period or kind of which will be there. But I should congratulate the kind of risk management you all have entered and, left the project in terms of I believe so. The reason to leave that would be because, as you said, tender, some of the terms were not in favor. So it would be a risk management side. So that's a great thing. But then from a financial side, will it slightly delay the kind of payback or the returns which we were planning, because that was a bigger setup which we had, and the collection centers also, a lot of centers which we had set up. So, or do you think we'll largely able to, over the next 2 years, be able to match that kind of expectation?
On the payback front, if you see the volume that we had processed under the BMC tender had surpassed whatever was budgeted earlier. So in fact, we did significant volumes, and therefore the revenues that came through the BMC tender was much higher than what we envisaged even for the setup. So from that perspective, I think we are much ahead of the curve. But of course, yes, we try to supplement it traditional sources of revenues to ensure that we further have a shorter payback. And as pathology is normally, if you see from an asset-light perspective, it's a slightly less capital intensive compared to radiology. So from that perspective also, pathology would have a better payback period, especially for this lab as well.
Okay, great. Thank you, and wish you all the best. I'll come in the line curve. Second question.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shreyans Gathani from SG Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I just had one question on the pricing for the test. I see in the presentation, the competitors versus what our tests are. So I understand that, we have cost advantages on the operational side, but even if I look at the gross margin for, the top few listed competitors, like even those don't cover up, like 20-25% is their gross margin. 20-25% is the cost of material. So we are not even covering up for that. So I'm trying to understand how we're able to provide pricing at that and also keep up with profitability. If you could just elaborate. I know this would have been asked earlier, but just wanted to get an idea on that.
Yeah, hi Shreyans. So Shreyans, if you see Krishna's model, basically is built on certain of these leverages or the cost leadership that we have had over the years. With the PPP, there are certain cost synergies that we are able to I would say capitalize on, which includes whether it is rent or the marketing cost. So a lot of these cost synergies are available for us, and therefore, along with the volumes that we have with these captive customers that we get at these PPP centers, we are able to have these sustainable margins in spite of our prices being almost 70% lower than the peers. So this model has helped us scale. It also allows us to scale faster, drive volumes, and with these volumes, we're able to have these margins. Of course, and the fleet of our equipments and assets, that also has certain advantage when it comes to pricing. So overall, we are able to achieve these kind of margins even with these low prices. I hope that answers your question.
Got it. So we are having an advantage even in terms of sourcing the reagents and stuff like that. I was thinking that those should be in line with what the other competitors are, able to source it.
As I said, there are certain volume, that we do compared to the peers. We are at much higher volumes in some of these aspects. Then there are other cost synergies, as I said, in terms of, various expenses that we have to incur, whether it is the rent, electricity. If you see our marketing spends are probably the lowest in the industry. All of this help us to pass on the value to the end customer by offering lower prices and still having the sustainable margins, which are comparable to the peers.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sagar Sangvi from ADD Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Good afternoon to the management and congrats on good set of numbers. Sir, very basic question on your Rajasthan contract. Sir, when I look at the press release, it mentions the contract has been won with a consortium partner, TCIL. So can you explain what is the role of TCIL, what is the revenue share or profit share, how much capex would they incur along with us? Color on that would be helpful. And just a clarification, you mentioned rupees 300 to 350 crore of revenue, that is the size of the contract per annum for 5 years.
Yeah, so two parts of the question. The first part on regards to TCIL or Telecommunications Consultants India Limited, that's a PSU which we had partnered as a consortium partner. There were certain tender conditions, wherein they also allowed consortium partners, and TCIL met one of those conditions, and therefore we took them as a partner. In terms of the kind of revenue share or the investments, I think those are, I would suggest more we can share offline because these are privy in terms of the contract structuring. But yes, TCIL is a consortium partner and they'll also have certain revenue share, not very significant, but they'll be partnering with us, leveraging their strength as a PSU that we can also use in the PPP setup. In terms of the revenues, the 300 to 350 crores annualized revenue is what we expect from the Rajasthan project to come on a mature level basis, which we expect to start in the financial year 26-27 onwards.
When do you expect the full potential of this revenue, over next 2 years, 3 years, or in the first year itself?
No, in the next 1.5 to 2 years, we expect the full revenues to come through, the full potential.
Okay. And sir, you mentioned TCIL, so there was a specification in the contract which allows you to partner, or was there a requirement for a partnership with the PSU?
There were certain tender conditions, having certain documentation support. And then when we identified different companies, TCL was one of them. And therefore, we decided to partner with them because they fulfilled some of the conditions as a consortium partner. And therefore, we partnered with them and bid for this project.
And so same would be for all these other state contacts as well, Maharashtra or Himachal Pradesh?
No. If you see all other projects, there were no specific such requirements which required us to go through a consortium. We normally go on our own strength, which is the Krishna's history and the credibility that we built over the years. For Rajasthan, when the tender was envisaged, there were certain specific conditions.
Got it.
Which we had to look out for a certain partner.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you. I'll take the rest of the questions offline. Thank you.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Manik Bansal from Master Capital Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is on the cost of material consumed. So it has increased from 22% to 25% sequentially. which appears to have impacted the EBITDA by approximately 3%. So with this Rajasthan tender kicking in, so what is the impact do you see on this cost of material consumed? Because initially the revenue pickup will be very slow, which might impact the EBITDA.
So on the consumption cost, this uptick that you see in the cost was also because of a factor of our capacity revenue also increasing. However, from a Rajasthan project perspective, as I said, this is a mega project. We are also trying to see how we can negotiate for better prices as well as the scale-up. We are planning to ensure that there is, to the extent, lowest possible impact on the current existing EBITDA levels, and that is what we are working towards. Hopefully, in the subsequent quarters, we'll be able to have a better clarity how the things unfold and whether it will have, if any, impact on the current EBITDA levels.
Okay, thank you. And second question is on, like, if I look at the last quarter's number on net block, like, it's approximately 33% is semi-mature, right? So is it reasonable to assume that the semi-mature block is largely comprised of radiology machines that we operationalized in Maharashtra earlier? Or if it is not the case, then can you provide the split between radiology and pathology in semi-matured?
So, Pawan this side. This is in combination of radiology and pathology, which are the project which has been implemented in last couple of years, which fall under the semi-mature category. So you will get then split of radiology and pathology. We can provide that will in an offline way will be okay for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Amruta from Wealth Managers India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. So, since we've mentioned that we added three labs in the quarter, so, and I would like to know where have we added these three labs? And in the Q4 presentation, we had talked about, adding one lab till FY27. I think that was pertaining to the Jharkhand project. And the earlier comments were that the Jharkhand lab is yet to be implemented. So have you received any additional tender?
Hi, Mitesh this side. So these three labs have been added into the private space mainly to give out the more accessibility and the better tests. There is no as such new tender or something has added up to it.
All right. Thank you. Do we have a kind of breakup? I mean, out of the 120 labs that we have, how many of them pertain to the private space and how many are on the PPP contract?
We may like to give this information offline.
Hello?
Hello. I'm saying for this breakup around the private cum government labs, PPP labs, Vivek will get in touch and will give you the breakup.
Okay. And for the Apulki Center, we mentioned that the kind of the contract that we have is for CT MRI. So, do we have a scope for, where if the PET scan center is to be added there, we will be given the priority or will there be a separate tender for that?
So, we've already executed agreements with Apulki, wherein we'll be setting up not only the CT scan MRI, but the pathology labs as well. So, this gives us access to integrated diagnostics inside the oncology hospitals. And as I said, with a 30-year revenue visibility at prices which are slightly better than the existing PPP prices. And these centers are going to be in urban denser areas, so it also gives us, basically access to the retail side of the business.
Okay. Thank you.
I hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we'll take this as the last question for today. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Yash for closing comments.
Hi. Thank you everyone for joining our Q1 FY26 earnings call. Hopefully, we were able to address to all your queries. If there are any questions that remain unanswered, please feel free to reach out to our investor relationships head, Mr. Vivek Jain, and looking forward to interact you again in the subsequent quarters. Thank you. Have a good day ahead.
Thank you. On behalf of JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.